This is WLRH 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Judy Waters. Baseball enthusiast Houston Hodges is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. He sees many life lessons in the game.
Is there anything frivolous that's as serious as baseball? It's serious, all right. Marty Nolan, editorial writer for the Boston Globe, described the pain that comes with being a Red Sox fan. It's like, they killed my father, and now they're coming after me. That's a quote by David Halberstam in The Teammates, A Portrait of a Friendship, one of the many good baseball books. A lot of those books make the same point. Baseball is a great field to practice on, not just at picking a runner off first or turning the double play, but also at those larger life skills called winning and losing, both of which contain very serious consequences for the construction or demolition of character. The reason it's good practice is that the outcome really doesn't matter. Hold on there, sport. It doesn't matter. Last of the 10th. Tied at 2. First and third. One out. Sharp slap shot to the shortstop. And there's the game. Make the double play and you're on to the 11th inning. Be a slice of a second slow and you've lost another. Then is when your response is triggered as you watch those guys trot off the field. You either grin and shrug and tell your buddy, wait till tomorrow, or you kick something hard and throw a nearly empty bottle at something or someone. Whichever way you choose, you paint another layer of character on your portrait of yourself, and you affect what people say about you from now on. Do other sports affect folks the same way? Maybe, perhaps, it might be so. Maybe tennis or golf or football or horseshoes gives the same opportunity to practice wild elation and abject desolation at such bargain price. No armies roll, no children go to bed hungry, not a dollar is added to the national debt. Someone loses, someone wins. I hear that in other countries, the emotions tied to world-class soccer rise to great heights, and bands of hoodlums fail to comprehend the difference between sport and World War III. But in my experience, baseball makes a really good set of lesson plans for the school of life. You know, maybe we need to replace that cumbersome, expensive testing process called primary elections in political sphere with a few rounds of fast-pitch softball to see what the gals and guys who want to be elected can do on the diamond instead of on the campaign circuit.
Who discovered the land of the brave and the free? I don't know. I don't know.
Baseball fan Houston Hodges pitches at the Big Cove Presbyterian Church out in the Hampton Cove area. You can hear the Sundial Writer's Corner every weekday at 9:30 during Morning Blend and again at 6:44 during All Things Considered. You can also find these commentaries on our website at wlrh.org.